This is a take-off on the poem, There Was an Old Woman. The Foolish Old Lady, composed and recorded by Olive Whiteman. There was an old lady who swallowed a cent. Swallowed a cent? By accident? Yes, I'm sure that she never meant, but after all, the penny was bent. And then the old lady swallowed a nickel. Swallowed a nickel? Wow, what a pickle. She swallowed the nickel to chase the penny, although she hadn't very many, and it would have helped to pay her rent, even though the penny was bent. And then the old lady swallowed a dime. Swallowed a dime? That was a crime. She swallowed the dime to chase the nickel that deep inside had begun to tickle. She swallowed the nickel to chase the cent, but that she swallowed by accident. And in spite of the fact that she hadn't many, the cent was only a beat-up penny. And then the old lady swallowed a quarter. Swallowed a quarter? Bet that took water. She swallowed the quarter to chase the dime, and all without any reason or rhyme. She swallowed the dime to chase the nickel, and that idea was rather fickle. She swallowed the nickel to chase the penny, and she never should have swallowed any. I guess she was old and innocent. But our first mistake was to swallow the cent, which caused a series of events, because she didn't use common sense. And then she swallowed a 4-bit piece. A 4-bit piece, a 50-cent piece? She swallowed that to chase the quarter and a lot of things that would have bought her. And she swallowed the quarter to chase the dime and began to live on borrowed time. And she swallowed the dime to chase the nickel. She'd been better off if she'd swallowed a pickle. She swallowed the nickel to chase the penny, as silly as fabled Henny Penny. But the penny she swallowed was accidental. No telling if she was temperamental. But she certainly wound up doing her best to end up at a coroner's inquest, and she should have stopped before she started. A fool and her money soon departed. Oh, she had it still, but it was inside, and the poor old lady almost died, for she couldn't spend it and was in pain until she almost went insane, all because she had swallowed the cent when she should have saved it to be spent. And then she swallowed a dollar bill. A dollar bill? Is it in her still? She swallowed the bill to chase the 4 bits that was giving her panic and all kinds of fits. The 4 bits she swallowed to chase the quarter. Even she knew that she hadn't got her. She swallowed the quarter to chase the dime, all without any reason or rhyme. She swallowed the dime to chase the nickel, which deep inside her had started to tickle. She swallowed the nickel to chase the cent, which she only swallowed by accident. And once that was down, she couldn't cease, but kept on swallowing piece by piece. And the more she swallowed, the more it hurt. Had she been younger and more alert, now she couldn't stop once she'd swallowed one, and that is how her troubles begun. So she had to have an operation. That must have been a real revelation. Well, same strange as it seems, it had multiplied because of the warmth on her inside. There was more than enough for the doctor's fee, and at last the little old lady was free. And she gained her reason, and then she swore that she'd never swallow anything more that wasn't intended for human consumption. She was old, but she still had a lot of gumption. And she went on living. The last I knew, she'd reached the age of 102 and was going strong, but she sometimes wondered, remembering that time she had blundered, if it wasn't better to swallow than bank, although the consequences were rank, for it paid a lot more interest. And she'd say to herself, I could be my guest. But she never did try that stunt again that caused her misery and pain. For she was older and wiser now, and she remembered her fervent vow. There is no moral to this here tale, but mark my words, she will never fail. She'll still be living since the day she was born, when Gabriel, on Judgment Day, blows his horn.